Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Well, I wasn't going to bring this up right away. I'm trying to avoid this clown in the circus of politics as much as possible. Donald Trump, you know, him and Joe Biden, mainstream media pitting them one against another. Driving people to fill the seats to watch the fight that's all created concerning both actors and the war that they create. I don't know if you're seeing this or not, by the way, and you can equate it to WWF, pro wrestling. You all know that that's fake, right? Remember what Governor Jesse Ventura said about pro wrestling? Well, he told you the truth of the matter is what he did. And now in the NFL, they're coming out and telling you it's all staged as well. Now, I'm certain there's not everything that they can do to make it to be in a position where they can play it out exactly the way they play it out. That's why we have reruns, and that's why we have highlights, and some of them are cool, so on and so forth, concerning those that watch sports, because I do not. And why? Because the Lord condemns it, Jeremiah 11:13. But now the NFL's actually coming out and telling you it's all fake, too. There's players that are coming out and admitting that it's all fake, just like pro wrestlers have for decades. But yet, they still make money off of deceiving people concerning those that are being deceived and buying tickets and paying astronomical numbers when it comes to buy a ticket for a seat in an arena to watch them play, act. Before it's the same thing in politics. Okay, so let's go back to Donald Trump. Here it is. Donald Trump advocates for abortion, says he will bring peace by compromising. Folks, I've been telling you this for years about Donald Trump. I know it takes a lot of patience on my part, and it takes a lot of time for the American people because they're slow of heart. They have eyes, but they don't see, and they have ears, but they don't hear. Donald Trump is just coming out now and telling you what we've been telling you for years. And yet, because the mainstream media, as I always say, that the 94% of the American people don't believe when it comes to Donald Trump worshipers, put that up against Acts 12:22, now they're starting to understand, wait a second, I remember that pesky Bradley Dean telling me, the stumbling block to my idol worship concerning Donald Trump, telling me the very things that Donald is now saying. Yeah, he's been doing this forever, friends. I know that he calls himself the most pro-life president in the history of America. I understand that. But listen, if you pay attention to the details, you even had Washington Times coming out telling you the truth that under Donald Trump, Planned Parenthood reported major increase, by the way, in government funding. Okay? And then I also did an article on this. Warren Cole Smith did an article. Was Donald Trump the most pro-life president ever? Absolutely just the exact opposite. He gave over $100 million more to Planned Parenthood than Barack Hussein Obama. You heard me right. And remember Barack Obama when he was a said senator, how he got there is by voter fraud in Chicago, Illinois. Remember he voted over 200 times to make sure that babies were murdered in the womb? And then he voted twice to make sure that if babies got outside of the womb that another said murderer, they call them doctors now, and the American people have bought onto that. But they have another murderer inside of these clinics to make sure that the baby comes out alive, that they're going to snuff them out anyways. Donald Trump has outdone him. And that's all the American people had to do when it comes to Donald Trump, is to understand that if you looked at his first omnibus bill, the $1.3 trillion omnibus bill sold to the American people is for what? National security. And all of his worshipers didn't question a thing he had to say. They just took him for face value, and the Lord condemns that every step of the way. Matthew 7:16, he tells you to judge them by what they do, not by what they say. It also tells us that in 2 Corinthians 11:14 and 15. And so now the most pro-life president ever in the history of America, not only has he sold you out through his omnibus bill, his very first omnibus bill, Breitbart reported, check it out. All that money he stole from the American taxpayer, he gave to our sworn enemies, America. And that should come as no surprise to you, because the American people have failed to understand the guy's been committing adultery on his wife for how long? How many times has the guy been married? Hey, folks, if you can't be faithful to God, he can't be faithful to his wife. If you can't be faithful to his God and his wife, he's not going to be faithful to you. And hence, there you have it. Donald Trump, during his criminal incumbency, did what? He gave over $100 million more to Planned Parenthood than that of Barack Hussein Obama. And why? As I've said before, and I'll say it again, friends, they could have never have done the things that they've done under Donald Trump had they showed you another Barack Hussein Obama, because everybody was standing guard because of the likes of Barack Obama. And this is what they do. They give you a bad one, then they give you a good one, and the American people are now starting to come to the light in understanding they're all bad. Yeah, they're all bad. Just did an interview right before the show today. That's exactly what I said. They're all bad. There's no difference. They're constantly pitting the American people against each other with their favorite unconstitutional party, but if the American people knew the difference, the lying mockingbird media couldn't get away with the things that they get away with now, could they? Nope. My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Folks, what we're going to be talking about today is, and I'm going to show you a video piece here, the Chinese are entering into your borders. Now, just again, for the record, how many times have I told you, keep your eyes on China, keep your eyes on Russia? How many times have I continuously told you they're all calling for a global order? This is all pro wrestling. The world is the stage, and they're all actors. Period. There's no question about it. The real ones have been killed off. Their planes go down. They mysteriously die. See how this works? And why? Because the massive amount of people in each country allow the corrupt to do the things that they do. And they'll always do whatever you let them get away with, and that's exactly what they're doing. Shame on the people. Every country deserves the government that it gets. That's right. Because in this country, we the people are the government, and the people in this country that are the government have forgotten that they're the government, and they've given sway over to corruption, and here you have more of it and more of it. Now you have the federal government, as I said yesterday, and the DHS, busing illegals into America. A huge spike in Chinese nationalists coming into America. We're going to be talking about that in just a couple minutes. Wanted to hit the Donald Trump thing, friends, because they were just talking about it during the break there. Oh, the conservatives of the day are just mad. They're just mad as can be. No, they should have been mad a long time ago, friends, had they been paying attention. And the problem is today's conservatives are yesterday's liberals because they're not the salt of the earth. Read Matthew 5:13. Going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at herbanomic.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
With fall just around the corner and people settling down from their summertime vacations and activities, now is the perfect time to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. If you're an avid listener of the Sons of Liberty radio show and find yourself saying, I wish my friends and family could hear this message, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and members of our community that need to hear this convicting message of truth and be moved to action to make a difference with all the issues we are facing in America today. So if you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. Now is the perfect time to set up fall and winter events at your local church, patriot group, community center, school, or more. So give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
So I get this today really quick, just a quick note here. I get a guy out there on social media. Folks, I'm out there. I've done an interview today in California. Yesterday, I was on an interview out in California. The day before, I was on another interview out in California. And, folks, I'm being inundated. But I'll tell you what, that's where I function best, when I'm under pressure. That's a good place for Bradley to be. But with that, I see a lot of stuff out there, and I don't like when people misconstrue the Word of God. It bothers me to no end. It bothers me when I see people, namely the conservatives of today in America, misconstrue the Constitution. It bothers me. Folks, it's straight. It's not crooked. There's no compromises in the Constitution in the sense of diverting ourselves from the truth. No, we're all to be premised and we're supposed to be rooted in the same principles. That's what makes us strong, united under God. He only has one law. I'm going through the Old Testament right now, and I'm three books into it already. The Lord said one law, one law, one law. Why? And how could it be otherwise when we have one God, one God? Read Ephesians 4, not two. And going back to the last segment, isn't it interesting? Donald Trump wants to compromise on abortion. Folks, he's been doing that since day one, but outside of that, what is compromise? It's where two men get together and as they both agree on what they both know is wrong. And that's exactly what compromise is. And you know what diplomacy is, right? Ben Franklin warned of diplomacy. What did he say it is? Seduction in another guise. That's what politics in America are. And why? Because there's an establishment in government, because there's an establishment in the church. And it first starts in the church. And the church has to get it right, because once the church gets it right, then everything else is going to be right. But not until then. Period. 18:20 of Exodus. Read it when you get a moment. What am I saying this for? Well, you know, guy bragging about how he's a Mason today, and I'm thinking to myself, really, dude? He says, I'm a Mason and I'm a Christian. I said, no, you're not. You know, and I see people like this all over the country They justify this messianic stuff going on. They justify these cults that they create. When we know they're cults, if we consider the source, we'd understand it. And it's not a bad place, or it's not a good place to put yourself when you create a cult. Because the curses fall back on you, read Revelation 22. You are not to add to or take away from the Word of God, because if you do, the curses fall. Look at the people that have messed with interpretations concerning the Bible. Many of them die, many of them go deaf, they go blind. They reap the curse. God is not going to play with that. That book, those documents from Genesis to Revelation are blood bought. You don't touch the testimony of the Spirit of God. It's not safe, nor is it wise. So this guy says, today I'm a Mason and I'm a Christian. I said, no, you're not. I said, the Bible didn't tell you to put on masonry. It didn't tell you to put on other cult names. It didn't tell you to put on denominations. It didn't say any of that. The Bible says, as Jesus said in John 14:6, he said, follow me. He didn't say follow what man makes. That's the problem right there. Consider Ephesians 4:14. He said, follow me. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. He didn't say to add on to that. He didn't say to take away from that. He said, follow me. I am the one that makes men free. I'm the one that brings you to the Father. There's only one Jesus. Right? So this guy wants to try to convince everybody he's a Mason and he's also a Christian. And as I said, no, you're not. You're confused. And then I said, did you ever read the Masonry Oath? And he said, he just kind of silenced right there on me. And I said, well, listen, this is what the oath is. Binding myself, this is the Freemasonry Oath. Okay, and he calls himself a Christian. Listen carefully. Binding myself under no less a penalty than that of having my throat cut across, my tongue torn out by its roots and buried in rough sands of the sea at low water mark, where the tide ebbs and flows twice in 24 hours, should I ever knowingly or willingly violate this my solemn oath and obligation as entered into an apprentice mason? Then they had the audacity to put on their so help me God. So help me God, create something outside of your word. It's more like so help me the devil. So help me, devil. That's what it is. And keep me steadfast in the due performance of the same. I cannot make it up. So I sent that over to him. I said, a Christian and a Mason, huh? And I sent that over to him. And he said, so? This is how people, they're completely blind, willfully blind. This is amazing. They want the arm of the flesh and the arm of the spirit. Doesn't work that way. There is no in-betweenites. Hey, friends, the Bible says put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. That's what this is. We put on the Lord Jesus Christ, him and him alone, period. No, exclamation, okay? Weird. People get weird, man. I can go down the Shriners. There's Knights of Malta stuff. They claim it's totally pure Christianity. I don't care. You don't need to be putting names on top of or tainting the name of Christ with your man-made devices. Again, it's not a good place to put yourself. Okay? I just, you know, that kind of stuff, again, I need to share. I think it's the little things sometimes during the show that really throw in the hearts of the people what it is that they need to hear. Okay? Look at this. Dr. Federica Strozicchio, very popular in Italy, has just died at the age of 36. In this photo, she proudly displays the reason of her death. This is her third shot. This is what they're trying to mandate right now. All this stuff going on with the United Nations and the WHO trying to give them authority, the American people, the American government giving them authority, there's no constitutional provision. All of that is null and void. All of that is null and void. It's unconstitutional. Therefore, it's illegal. Okay? Nugatory, right? They're trying to mandate this right now. And it's coming down the flagpole right now, friends, ahead of the game, that they're going to try to mandate everybody get a booster on the planet. Nope, ain't going to happen. Let's look at our friend again, 36 years old, proudly displaying the reason for her death. She's got her three fingers up, and she's getting another shot, and she's proud of that. Wow, isn't that crazy? People still have their eyes closed somehow, some way. We have Health Impact News here. Health Impact News. More children under the age of 16 died from non-COVID vaccines than COVID vaccines since December 2020. Okay? So look what they're doing, folks. It's not just the COVID shot. They're throwing it into all of the mix now. You have a government. You have to understand. Americans have allowed their government. And I know I make reference to this again, but it's the best one to make. We have a government that is run roughshod over the laws in this country because the people have tolerated it. We have a rogue system, a totalitarian system of government that sanctions the murder of the innocent in the womb. No constitutional provision whatsoever. As I've warned for 20 years, what do you think that government's going to do to you soon enough? And here we are. No one wants to listen until it happens. And you know what happens? People go full circle. They come back to Bradley Dean. It's like, I remember when you said this, and I didn't believe it. I thought that was kind of out there. No, I'm not here giving you my opinion. I'm holding to the word of God because prevention is better than cure. And I don't want to have to bring you to the cure. I'd rather prevent the cure. Okay? And to prevent the cure is to stop the crime and to bring justice upon the heads of those that are advocating these crimes. Now, what I want to do is I want to bring you over, before I get to the main topic here, I want to bring you over to a video, and I want to play the duration of it. And what it is how they're getting set to do this all over again. And, folks, they're distracting you with a thousand different things. That's what the Mockingbird Media's job is, this propaganda, bring confusion. Confusion is bought, friends. Remember why we bought the lie rather than the truth. They know how to lie better than we know how to tell the truth. And I'm talking about people that drink in the Kool-Aid concerning the narrative and the propaganda media's narrative, Micah 6:16. And I am saying, folks, we're being distracted on all fronts. And in the meantime, they're doing what they can do to reengage, to go ahead and shoot away, no pun intended, another experimental jab, this time by force. You better understand, Americans, that's why you are an armed people. And you can say what you will. You can say whatever you want to say about me. But, folks, government has zero business forcing anybody to put anything into their bloodline, especially when the Lord condemns it, right? And our rights come from God. They don't come from our representative government, right? We're going to come back. I'm going to play that video for you, the duration of it. And then I'm going to get over to the fact that the Chinese are, as you all well know, friends, are entering within the borders of the United States, as the walls are completely open and down.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming?
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
U.S.
USA News Update. Republicans on the House Judiciary Committee grilling Attorney General Merrick Garland. Ohio Republican Jim Jordan today accusing the Justice Department of protecting President Biden and his son Hunter while targeting former President Trump. A new strike deadline has been announced by the United Auto Workers President Sean Fain. He said if no substantial progress in contract talks has been made by noon this Friday, they will call on more local unions to expand their strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis. New York police looking for a third suspect in a deadly drug exposure case at a Bronx daycare. Authorities say a large amount of fentanyl was found on top of children's play mats. A one-year-old died last Friday. Several other children got sick. Corey Myers, USA News.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
So, you know, I want to say this. A lot of stuff that I say here, information that I give to you on the show here, I do not mean to be flippant about it. I mean to be sincere about it. But I'll tell you, sometimes you got to step back away from the events that are taking place in this world, friends, because we are being burned about, roundabout. The flames are touching us, regardless if we want to acknowledge it or not. But you have to get in the center of all of that. So if it ever comes across like I'm trying to say something that sounds flippant, I don't mean to be flippant about it. I know that we're dealing with some serious things, we're in some serious times, but I look at these times as an opportunity to prove the God of Israel. That's what I've been doing for 24 years that I've been saved from my sin, Americans, is to prove the God of Israel. He said, prove me now in this in Isaiah 45. I mean, again, think of Jeremiah 33 where the Lord says, call unto me and I'll answer and I'll show you great and mighty things in which you know not. And then I think about Book of Chronicles where it talks about the Lord looking to and fro concerning those whose hearts are perfect towards Him. He does that work, right? But they're perfect towards Him, that He might show Himself strong on our behalf. And as I'm looking through the Word of God, I notice over and over and over again, the Lord never fails one word of His covenant, nor does He ever fail faithful men of God. or women of God that step out and trust him. I mean, think of Peter. Remember when he seen Jesus walking on the water at 4 o'clock in the morning? Remember when he looked at Jesus doing that? Remember they were terrified? The Bible says they were affrighted, depending upon what version you're reading. And Peter's the one that said, bid me to come out onto the water. He wanted to do what Jesus was doing. And he was doing fine. He was walking on that water. We walk by faith, not by sight. He was walking on that water just like Jesus was. But what happened? He started to look at the tumultuous waves. And in the process of that, he began to sink. So we need to keep our eyes fixed on him in these times, because I believe at the end of the day, we're going to get through this. We're not going to get through it, friends, without the judgments of God falling upon this country in a big way. Read Isaiah 4:4. He's going to purge this country in judgment, and there's no question about it. So for the sake of time, this is the fastest hour on national radio, as you well know. Thank you, by the way, for making us the number one and number two show on Genesis Communication Networks. But with that, I also wanted to let you know, if you want to call, please do, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. I want you to watch this. I'm going to play the whole thing over the next 8 minutes, and I want you to understand that they're setting the stage again, friends, and consider the source. And the source is who? The source is Mr. Bill Gates, along with Klaus Schwab trying to establish the Fourth Reich, along with Donald Trump, Joe Biden, the WHO, the CDC, the NIH, the whole folks, all of the players on the stage that's set before you by the Mockingbird media are all driving this one direction. And the American people, who are in the way majority under God, need to understand that they're in the way majority and understand that they do not have the lawful authority to force anything into your arms. But I want you to consider the source. I want you to watch this. And again, I'm going to play the whole thing for you. But they're attempting to set the stage again, friends, as to what may be coming down the line shortly.
Taking things that are, you know, genetically modified organisms,
look at this,
and we're
devil
injecting them in little kids' arms. We just shoot them right into the vein.
Gates' business strategies came under fire in 1998 when the United States Department of Justice sued Microsoft for antitrust violations.
This is take three of the videotape deposition of Bill Gates.
During the 18-month trial, Gates gave hours of videotape testimony.
He's a disturbed devil.
What were the non-Microsoft browsers that you were concerned about in January of 1996?
That month.
Yes, sir.
He's trying to stonewall.
What about it? What non-Microsoft browsers were you concerned about in January of 1996?
I don't know what you mean concerned.
He's a sick-minded devil is what he is, friends.
What is it about the word concerned that you don't understand?
He's just sitting there daft, friends. He knows all the well.
I'm not sure what you mean by it.
Yeah. And this is supposed to be a really smart guy. He doesn't know what the word concern means. Hey, folks, contemplate while you're watching and listening to this. Bill Gates formed his ideologies when his dad was sitting on the board of Planned Parenthood. This is the guy that wants to depopulate. This is the guy that's invested into the vaccines. Okay? Just want to make clear, because we're in it again. This is why we never left this topic. Okay?
The Justice Department has charged Microsoft with engaging in anti-competitive and exclusionary practices designed to maintain its monopoly in personal computer operating systems.
In a move to overshadow the negative press, Gates invested $100 million to set up the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Overnight, Bill Gates transformed his public image from ruthless tech monopolizer to the world's most generous philanthropist.
I'm pleased to announce that we're pledging an additional $1 billion to...
We had the chance to witness Bill Gates 2.0, the man you don't know.
The rebranding campaign paid off. His net worth swiftly doubled.
And all the networks jumped right in to help him put himself into a positive light in the face of the people. Hey, Abraham Lincoln's the one that said, if you want to change government, you have to change public opinion. Okay, and that's what they do, and that's why they use the media continuously to do just that, to form
Bill
your
Gates,
opinions.
The title of richest man in the world.
You've invested $10 billion in vaccinations over the last two decades, and you figured out the return on investment for that. And it kind of stunned me. Can you walk us through the math?
In a Wall Street essay, Bill Gates declared vaccines the best investment I've ever made.
There's been over a 20-to-1 return. So if you just looked at the economic benefits, that's a pretty strong number compared to anything else.
20-to-1 in his investment.
The Gates Foundation expanded rapidly into a massive,
know your enemies, Americans,
multinational corporation, controlling every step in a supply chain that reaches from its Seattle-based boardrooms to the villages of Africa and Asia.
Is the world's largest private philanthropy causing harm? The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation has made millions of dollars each year from companies.
We're here again, Americans.
The same social and health problems.
I knew it wasn't going away.
To address. The Gates Foundation has investments in 69 of the worst polluting companies in the U.S. and Canada. Other companies in the foundation's portfolio have been accused of transgressions, including forcing thousands of people to lose their homes, supporting child labor, defrauding and neglecting patients in need of medical care. The Gates Foundation.
He's a sick one, isn't he, folks? John 1010.
William H. Gates III.
Yeah, here's Obama awarding him.
Both the WHO and the CDC, no one man has more power than Bill Gates to influence and control the health and medical freedom of all people.
Normalcy only returns when we've largely vaccinated the entire global population.
This will be the new normal until a vaccine is developed.
Until we find a vaccine, going back to normal means putting lives at risk.
We need to produce it and to deploy it in every
single
corner
of the world. These are all the players, the actors.
Full vaccination of our children and pregnant women.
Development of new vaccines, therapeutics,
and
diagnostics.
These are people that have sold their souls, folks. These are all the world leaders, as they call them, advocating at the same time.
We already know where it's going to happen. We're thinking about what that's going to be. It's all part of this plan.
Our military is now being mobilized, so at the end of the year, we're going to be able to give it to a lot of people very, very rapidly.
Who opened the
1986.
Who opened the drapes to Anthony Fauci, folks? Who opened the drapes to Anthony Fauci? Was it Joe Biden or was it Donald Trump, the father of the vaccine? I just wanted to make clear, okay?
President Ronald Reagan signed the National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act, granting total immunity to vaccine manufacturers. After a decade of lawsuits related to vaccine injuries and deaths, vaccine makers were going bankrupt. In a move to coerce policymakers, vaccine
goes back to Ronald Reagan
vaccines until they could be legally shielded from liability. To this day,
until they could be legally shielded from liability. Hey, folks, does anybody operate that way? Can anybody operate that way on the planet? Well, I guess Big Pharma can. Because your government signed off indemnifying Big Pharma, Western Medicine, and the vaccine companies from liability should something happen to any one of you. Nobody can do that. But I guess they can. You know why? Because the government said so. Well, I didn't, and I'm the government. So why are they doing it?
When someone is injured or killed as the result of an adverse reaction, it is the U.S. taxpayers that pay for the damages.
Yep. It's insane.
Welcome back. Were several Indian tribal girls used as guinea pigs? The report alleges that two American pharma giants' untested vaccine was administered to thousands of tribal girls without proper study and paperwork.
India was among the hardest hit after Bollywood celebrities were incentivized by the Gates Foundation to urge the public to submit to mass vaccinations. In 2009, tribal children were administered the HPV vaccine. Over 24,000 girls were told they were being given wellness shots, in many cases without the informed consent of a parent or a guardian.
The people that were administering these vaccines lied to the guardians of these girls and told the girls, oh, this is going to cure cancer, you're never going to have cancer. And these girls became severely injured. Some of them developed seizures, some of them developed cancer. And seven girls died. And there was no insurance, there was no assistance for them, and the Gates Foundation denied that it had been clinical trials. And it was so bad that the parliament in India created a task force, they studied it, and they kicked out the Gates Foundation.
But India is a barbaric country.
Okay, so you guys can see what's coming. I got to get to the main topic on the other side. Just wanted to highlight something. We got a guy online right now basically saying that I'm in a different world. Well, listen, you can call in and you go ahead and confront me. You do your best, okay? And you prove me wrong in front of 159 audiences throughout the United States. I'm talking about Mr. Freemason online right now. 1-866-582-9933. I'm right here.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0744. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, my name is Terry, and I am a daughter of Liberty. I've been listening to Bradley Dean on sonsoflibertyradio.com now for about 6 months. Bradley has inspired me for the first time in my life to stand up for godly principles upon which this country was founded. He has reminded me that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Thank you, Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
So one of the things that we have been talking about for some time here is, for years, is don't get your eyes off of the real enemies. We know who the real enemies are. I just did an interview out in California yesterday, the 818 area code, and they were talking about the Biden impeachments. And I was asked, what are my thoughts about that? And I said, of course. And I said, the guy was kicked off the campaign trail for plagiarism in 1988. Look at the crimes that this man, this criminal, has accumulated over the decades that he's been permitted to be incumbent by the American people. They're encouraged to do the things that they do. And then the word treason came up. And I said, of course. I said, Americans have provision in the Constitution, Article 2, Section 4, Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7. Not just for treason, Article 3, Section 3, but also for the smallest of violations. And then when she brought up the word treason and Chinese, and Biden's part to play with the Chinese, I said to him, I said, this has been going on for decades in this country because you had Bill Clinton, the mainstream media, and the Mockingbird's useful idiots came into play to try to protect him and save him from the truth of the matter when it came to his adulterated affairs with Monica Lewinsky. That was all a front. That was smoke and mirrors to get your eyes off of what Bill Clinton was actually guilty of, like so many other things. And what was it? Chinagate. And I brought this up, and I'm bringing this up with you right now. Bill Gates was selling U.S. military secrets to the Chinese back in the 90s. It had nothing to do with adultery. And I'm telling you that because it came up in my remembrance concerning the conversation I had yesterday. And I have continuously showed the American people that Russia and China are calling for a global order, just like the Pope is, just like everybody else pushing that direction. Just like the evangelicals under Franklin Graham standing by every politician and high-fiving them for everything that they advocate for, regardless if it's lawful or not in the sight of God. Remember, he's the guy that said Jesus would take a shot. I mean, folks, this is craziness. So going back to China and Russia, do you not remember when Hillary Clinton was busted selling uranium or to the Russians? Did you forget about that? I mean, going back to Nevada and the Bundy Ranch scenario and how politicians were actually selling or trying to steal away from their land that was belonged to the Bundys. And remember I was thinking of Harry Reid doing business with the Chinese. Look at Mitch McConnell. Married into the Chinese, drug trafficking into America. He's been busted for that. The mainstream media covered for him on that one, too. I think what's going to happen here, friends, is outside of the obvious, the American people are going to wake up to the severity of what's taking place when it's too late. I mean, your borders, Americans, are wide open. And you're continuously hearing from the Mockingbird media about all the problems other countries are having with their governments, and we need to go correct them. Or we need to steal more of our money and give it over to Ukraine, a Nazi sodomite actor who becomes the president of that country, right? Nobody pays attention to the details. They just keep listening to the same media that's been lying to them for decades, and they wonder why their backs are up against a wall. They wonder why they're under threat by their own sad government, which is acting in a foreign fashion. I mean, folks, you already know what happened last week concerning the New Mexico governor committing treason against the people in that state, pulling illegals in, namely the Mexican drug cartel, in their violent ways with them, in their gun violence that they're responsible for. They bring it in, she allures them in, and then what does she do? Does she attack the illegals that she brought in? No, she attacks the American law-abiding citizen by saying, let's go ahead and suspend the Second Amendment. It completely backfired, and rightfully so. But Americans, when it comes to what's going on, we showed you a video yesterday concerning all the illegals being bussed in to San Diego, into Arizona. I mean, just think about this. In Florida, the mainstream media's got you drinking the Kool-Aid concerning the likes of Abbott and DeSantis thinking that they're good governors, when in fact what they're doing, instead of deporting them, they're importing them in to cities across the United States. Namely, one of them was New York. And they're saying right now the whole city is threatened with a collapse because of all of the illegal invaders coming into the country. You got to understand, this is across the board. You got to understand, these are the same people that push the narrative concerning the lying plandemic. All together now. Destroying American businesses and giving more wealth to billionaires worldwide so they can continuously pay them their salaries. And now, going back to the point of the southern border, folks. You see the Chinese are sending in nationalists into Michigan under the guise of battery operators and manufacturers. Are you people kidding me, Americans? They're not hiding anything. Mask is completely off. The difference between me and them is I have the law in making reference to show you who's right and who's wrong. Ezekiel 44:23. And you know all the well what's going on right now, friends, is a complete threat to you and your family's lives. I want to say this, and I want you to listen to me carefully. There is a 900% spike in not Muslim migrants, illegals, might I add, but a 900% spike in the Chinese that are crossing the southern border. 900%. How many times, how many different ways do I need to shout this from the rooftop? Your blood, Americans, and I love you enough to tell you this, your blood, and I say this in all sincerity, is off my hands. You see the media, you see big tech companies censoring this ministry like crazy because of the truth that we're telling you. Well, guess what? It went over the top of their heads this time, and I want you to go ahead and check this article out. Or I'm sorry, not this article, but it's a piece, a video piece that News Nation actually brought to you, because the likes of the best that you have in Fox, the conservatives of the day, are withholding this information. Okay? I want you to listen to this, because here we go. 900% spike concerning Chinese illegals coming across the borders.
Bridge agents seeing a significant increase in migrants that have made a difficult and costly journey here to the U.S. all the way from China. Correspondent Jorge Ventura is live in El Dago, Texas. Jorge, what are we learning?
Hey, Nicole, I'm in the Rio Grande Valley in South Texas. In this sector alone, Border Patrol right now is apprehending Chinese nationals at record numbers. Now, compared to last year, they're already seeing a 900% spike in Chinese national apprehensions. The reason why that's so significant is because Chinese nationals are a viable commodity to the cartels. They're willing to pay up to $35,000 to be smuggled into the U.S., and it's creating a unique challenge for U.S. Border Patrol.
Behind the wall on the U.S.-Mexico border,
are they hugging the ditch area?
Is the Texas Department of Public Safety working in partnership with the Border Patrol to stem the flow of illegal migrants crossing into the U.S.
No, come on.
We spend time with the Texas DPS brush teams to get a first-hand account of the issues they face every day.
They're dealing with the uptick in Chinese nationals, especially in the Rio Grande Valley sector, which is unusual. Before, we would never see this many Chinese nationals coming across this area here.
The numbers back up Lieutenant Olivares. In the first 5 months of the 2023
look
fiscal
at the
year,
age,
there have
folks.
Been 4,366
these are military-aged men coming across the border.
The southwest border, with 1,368 in
this
the month
is the
of February.
Take you down within.
It's a very lucrative business for the smuggling organizations, especially dealing with Chinese nationals, where they're having to pay anywhere from $35,000 and up.
We saw the firsthand number of Chinese migrants making the journey.
Did you just arrive here in the United States?
Communicating through a translator app.
Yeah. Today.
Zane Caillou is one of those individuals. He fled China because of the strict COVID-19 policies, sharing the video of what he had experienced before fleeing the country. His journey to the United States began in Ecuador,
Panama. Okay, cool.
From there, Zane made his way to Neocoli, Colombia, where smugglers coordinated his travel on the boats to Panama and passed through the Darien Gap. Zane was issued a temporary visa in Mexico before finishing his journey over the wall and into the U.S.
Why did you decide to come to America?
Yearning for American freedom.
Okay, now, folks, I do want to say this. Outside of the fact that there's going to be legitimate individuals wanting to flee for asylum into America, hey, folks, we're called the love strangers. But, again, this applies to all of them. They assimilate lawfully, okay? But we know a majority of these Chinese nationalists coming in, that's not what they're coming in for, and you know all the well that's not what they're coming in for. Love you by what we do. Talk to you in 23. See ya.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.